It's just the Rishus Mechatz L'Chatzar. Okay, so one Chatzar can be Mevatel themselves to another Chatzar. Okay, Lo Yishnosh Techatzer is a Pesah B'Neim. Be'er Kolachas Li'atzmo. So we have a situation where it was two Chatzeres, which they have a Pesach. So because they have a Pesach, they're allowed to be Ma'arif together, but they were Ma'arif separately. Okay, so now the members of Chatzar A can be mevatel themselves to all the members of Chatzar B, because Chatzar B became one unit. So now you're not being mevatel l'shnayim. We said you can't be mevatel l'shnayim. You have to be mevatel to echod, but it is echod. All of the members of that Chatzar have joined together, so they become one. And you can be ma'arav to them.
And the rabbi being mevatel themselves.
Rabbi can be mevatel themselves. The problem that we had before. The problem is they can't be mevatel themselves to people.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. So the two chateres are marv together, but one person forgot the marv to join, so he can mevatel himself to both chateres. So the same way we said by Bittel before, that when you give up the rights to use your own rights to usage, and what you're doing. So the people in Chatzar number one, in our scenario, are being rattled. The people in Chatzar number two. So now people number two can use Chatzar number one, but Chatzar number one can't. And that's a case where there's two chateres with Pesach B'Neim. Lo yishnosh shtei chateres zu lifnei mizu. So with the two chateres zu lifnei mizu, v'la'er ve'elach yitzen levad, the people in the outer chatzar were ma'arav together. Shapanimis oseres alach yitzen. So the pinimi is because their regal, which is a serbim kaima, they aser with the drisus regal on the outer chatzar. So now, yichal levatul or rishuso shal yishtamish l'tavra leh al b'shoshet tzricha lotzei setiach yitzenim uteris. So they can do bittul, the inner chatzar people can do bittul to the outer chatzar. Now, that we said before, the fact that they walk through to get out, that's not called a retracting of the, that's not... That hishtamshus we're not going to take away from them, because that was the hishtamshus which created the isser. So as long as they're not going to be, they're not going to use their own rishus, and they're only going to use the outer rishus to go through. So now the chitzer is muteris. The inner and outer are together. And I'll say ruben bechitzerno. B'shalgad me b'nimi is le'erav. Each member of a house can mevatel his rishus to the other members of the chatzar, so one chatzar can mevatel another chatzar. Okay.
But that's only if they made an erev in the other chatzar.
Well, that's the next step, right? But what's interesting in this scenario, in other words, Chazal created bittul in a scenario where there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Over here, there's no problem, Benson. Each chatzar, uh-huh. With the case of Mechaber, each chatzar was ma'arav levadai. They were allowed to ma'arav together, they were allowed to ma'arav separately. There's two separate chatzaras, distinct. With a doorway in between, with a pesach in between. So the lachas, they can be ma'arav either one or two. They're ma'arav two. So right now, there's no problems. All of a sudden, all the people in one chatzar say, you know what, we're going to mevatel our rishus to the other people, and they can use both chatzaras, and we can't use anything. Okay, but who said Chazal Masach can do that in this case, where there's no need? Right? So even so, we're still saying it works. That's the chiddush here. Rebbe Kalachos Atzma, the Eloi Erbu, Now this era, this bit only works because you're being ma'arav to the other chatzah. They function as one because all the members of that chatzah were ma'arav together. But since they were ma'arav together, they become one unit. Since they're ma'arav together, they become one unit. Now, so what's the case? Both chatzeres are ma'arav together. So what's the problem? Who needs bittul? One guy forgot. So the lotsa being bitul mechatzah lechatzah over here is not the members of one chatzah to the members of the chatzah. It's one member from one chatzah to the other chatzah. Okay. So now they give a bitul together, and the members of the chatzah which were the mekabel the bittul can now use both, and the ones who are mevatel can't use either. So the other chatzah, in our example, chatzah number two gets the usage of both chatzahs, and chatzah number one is for going their rights to their chatzah. The people in chatzah number one who were mevatel the rishus cannot carry from their houses to the chatzah. Now the second scenario was that only one person was mevatel, so he can't carry. Everybody else could.
Is it the only
mevatel
their
rishus
to the
chatzah,
obviously. If they did to their bias, then we would say they would be able to go from their bias to the chatzah.
Yes and no. We said that even though theoretically that's true by one person, it's not true by a rabbi.
That's where we said the chiluk is.
Yeah. Now, in a case where there's a chitzon panimius, yiralev, there's two chitzon zuluv in mezuba, and only the chitzon was ma'ariv. If you've got a chitzon lo erev, lo erev shabitzul, they mevatel mishnu sashnayim kanal. So for the people in the inner chatzar being mevatel the people in the outer chatzar, but the people in the outer chatzar were more ma'ariv together, so they function as one unit. So the people in the inner chatzar are being mevatel to one unit, not to the separate people, which would be problematic. Okay, so now they're being mevatel. So it comes out that the outer people in the outer chatzar are the only ones of the right to use the inner chatzar now. The vato v'ha'oza pinimi is regular servim kaimav v'service shaloyim kaimav v'chenav is b'sim shenayches. Since the pinimis were not ma'arav together, they would ask for the chitzana. So now they can be mevatel to the chitzana. They're not going to use the chatzar. They're only going to go through the chatzar when they need to get out. Shoshi Chazal says the angels regal oyser ella imasius tashmish. That which is, I mean, my said they're walking through. We said Jesus regal is a problem. Jesus regal means it's a problem in conjunction with the fact that they have a right to have some type of usage there. Okay.
Is the problem only if they're carrying something into it, or just walking into it? Isn't this all a carrying issue, a usage issue in that sense?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the full sentence.
Is it a problem only if they're carrying something into the outer chatzer? Or if they just want to walk into the outer chatzer, not for the purpose of cutting through to the mavo yadur?
It would also be a problem. It would also be a problem. That would be a form of tashmish. They're acting as if they have some rights to the outer chatzer. That would be problematic. Because they bring about to the rishus.
Other than the right to pass through.
Right, so the only thing they have is the right to walk through, to get out.
Certainly, they can't carry because.
Right,
even more than that.
The only issue is, see, it's tashmish. In other words, the fact that you're dealing with it as if you have some type of usage there, that's what it's problematic.
But when you're mevatel rishus in general, you can still walk in. If a person's mevatel rishus, it's a single chatz in one person.
Right.
Right. Then you can walk around the chatz, you just can't carry into it.
Right, but the problem over here, you have a new problem of
just
the regular servant Mekoyma is going to answer.
Okay.
Right. Or if they were ma'arav together, they put the erev b'chitzayin, and one of the inner people forgot. So now they can't shut their door and say we're good where we are, because they're not, because the erev is another place. And one of them forgot. So now we have this. This is a parallel case that one person is being mevatel rishus to both chatzeres. It's not one group of people from a chatzer being mevatel to the people in the other chatzer. It's one individual being mevatel to people in two chatzeres. That's also called being mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. Lav dafka duvin even also a ruben b'pnimi is kamkin tzarach b'pnimi levatel rishus al shtei chatzeres. Okay, so now, the Mishnah like this. We had before, we had the Panimis in the Chitzarno, and they put the Erev in the Chitzarno. So now, if there's a problem, somebody's not Ma'uriv, then nobody can carry. The other people, they can't, because the Erev is not valid. And the people inside can't say, well, shut our door and ignore you, because they don't have an Erev. Let's say you put the Erev in the Panimis. So the people in the Panimis say, listen, you guys out there, the tough luck on you, but we're good. But over here, they're not good, because one of the Panimis has forgot to be my Erev. So what you have to do is you have to do two steps. You have to do that the guy, the Mr. Non-Ma'ariv in the Panimis will be Mavata as Rishos. And that's still not Mata or anything. And then, if the case where the Erev was in the Panimis, and one of the Panimis forgot to be Ma'ariv. So to solve the problem, you need two steps. You need the person in the Panimis has to be Mevatel Rishos. They have to receive his bittul, and then they have to be Masalik himself from the outer chotzer. So the Mishmur says that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Since they were in one Eruv together, so if the problem was somebody in the Chitzayin, so the Panimis says, listen, guys, we're very nice joining you, but we didn't join you to have problems. We have the Erev by us. You making the problems, bring Masalik yourself from you. So that Chazal gave him a right to do. But if they're the problem, they say, listen, guys, you know, I'm sorry we messed you up, but we're goodbye. Like, you messed me up, and then you say goodbye. So that the Chazal did not give this idea of a Silik Rishus, that they can misalik themselves from the Chitzayna, in a case where they were the source of the problem. Okay, so now, this individual who forgot, will be mevatel his Rishus to everybody in the Panimis and in the Chitzayna. Gam b'chol oil b'mnei HaChitzayna, sh'nasu k'chotzer echol yin ha'erev, it's one chotzer, so they have to ask me about that everybody. From here to b'nei HaPanimis, nistal ha'katzer b'nei HaChitzayna, gam k'en l'mahani b'bitul, b'nei HaPanimis v'vad, k'nab b'sit k'at in the k'aydem. And we're not going to let them just do bitul to the people in the inside. V'al l'fimah should say, or v'chab should erev b'mun HaChitzayna, v'vachi e'ef should nistalik, v'yem shrei hu erev b'mun HaChitzayna. And the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it's obviously it's impossible to give him a salik because the erev was in the Chitzayna. So the only eight is bitul to everybody. Gimel, they shared a dilapidated building in the middle between the two, which is right now Charuv, is not being used, but it belongs to the both houses. Shishal Shneim and Shachav Le'ervu, Yochel Echel Levat, Rishus of the Chavera, Liyos Mutzibah. So we created a little bit of this scenario as well. Bechorba Yitzayin. Remain in the Shalai. He killed a common bitl which is El of the Chatzar. Shlichnei Abatim Shabahu Iker Tashmishim. We could argue. Listen, for Chatzar that was a very primary area of use. They did a lot of things on the Chatzar. So we need to find a way to be mekel. So we're mekel with the Kanta bitl rishos. The Churba was not really a primary place of Tashmish, so maybe we should not allow a Heta through Bitl. We do Shish al Shneim, Ayin Le'el B'Sim and Shinayin Rav. Dalad, Yes, Bitl Rishos, we bias the bias. Okay. So, Shim Hoyu Shnei Batim, Apesa B'Neim, B'La Ervu. So there's two houses next to each other. They have an access between the two places, which they could be ma'arv together, or be ma'arv separately. If they weren't ma'arv together, so still, echad mevatel b'shus ha'chaveroi. So now, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben's mevatel is b'shus ha'Shimon, so it belongs all to Shimon. So Shimon is allowed to carry from one house to the other. Now, furthermore, Reuben can carry from his house to Shimon's house. Okay. If Reuben carries from Shimon's house to Reuben's house, that's a problem of retracting his bittul. So it wasn't two houses. Shimon was renting a room in Reuven's house. And so it's just a room. But the mice is two separate rishuyos. So if Reuben was mevatel to the Shimon, so Reuben cannot take from the cheder to the bias. Hagobi Yesharim the ain mevatel mimai vayis the bias elim kain yashal atzu cheder echad shel abitul was mutal haklit to fill him beis chaver the chabeis soi betev lahakma the chaskil. Okay. So if this bitul works from bias to bias. You've basically taken away like all dinner iser of hoitzah from one bias to another bias. If you leave one cheder that is also to carry, so that you've left some zecher of the iser of. Because you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. But if you totally allow bittul even from one chet, so then you're undermining the concept of this idea of carrying from one bias to the other without an error.
We're saying a bias meaning like a single family home bias?
Yeah, you're talking about one owner.
Not like apartment building.
No.
Previous game.
Okay. Okay, now we're allowing even the Mavatel can carry from his bias to Beis Chaveiro, just not the other way around. So he can carry me bias to Beis Chaveiro, Sharei Kol Shachaveiro Kima Shabitoloi. So bringing from his rishus to the rishus of the chaver is not an indication of him retracting his bittul. I don't know, he's bringing it to the person who now is the bialim, as it were. He has rishus on both batim, and I'm bringing the item to him. So that's not a retraction.
Well, we're also assuming that this is enclosed in some way with, like a chatzar would be enclosed for multiple people.
I'm not following.
I mean, if we have two batim, there's some type of enclosure around both of them in order.
There's a door between the two.
Oh, it's just the houses connect. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Well.
So therefore, I feel kadam shehichzik chaver bebeis yochel lahitzim imenu labayis chaver. So we don't need to have at first that the mekabel of the bittul was machzik first, because we're saying that the taking from, we're saying that the act of taking from the mevatel's house to the misbatel's house is not considered an act of being machzik. So there's no difference when he does it. Feel hot yom mevatelim rabim. Okay. So they can do that. Now, Zot Mishabura, one second. We didn't allow this before. He cannot carry out from his bias to the chotzer until they've been machzik first. We said before that you can't be in a reich with yachid to a yachid. So even if they're a machzik, it doesn't work. And here we're allowing a yachid to a yachid, or even a rabbim to a yachid, even though they were moitz before he was machzik. The hazan kima shoyu lo chelik bechotzer el shabito lehem. He has a bias still. So he's taking from his bias, which he has still, into the chotzer. So it looks like he's trying to retrieve his uses of the chotzer. He never had a right to the other chotzer, the other bias. So wasn't that showing, oh, I'm showing your ownership by tearing to your house. I have no ownership in your house. I have ownership in the chotzer. I'm getting my ownership in the chotzer back by carrying to the chotzer. I'm not carrying to your house. What am I doing? Okay. And therefore caring from his bias to the other person's bias is not indicating that he's trying to get his house back. It looks like he's emptying out his house to somebody else. He's giving it to somebody else. Okay. But he cannot carry from the other person's house to his, because that's called being chozer machzik. Before the imbitul rishus chaser lechaveirov, drudul lahotzi mibeisam lechotzer. So again, the same argument. He's carrying from their houses to the chotzer is mutter. He's using the chotzer. So we don't say that by bringing things to the chotzer is he's taking the, back the chotzer. He's saying he's caring for them to the chotzer. The answer is because he's their guest. And we said that it works by Yachid to a rabbi. But the argument of Reich doesn't apply over here. So therefore, by taking from the other person's house to his home, is called, he's not in a Reich for that, so then he's being Maxic, Bishalom again. The fiza filu im hechzik zeh shabit loy gam genosu loy matal hoitzim veisoy v'chenavasim shepay sef talent. And therefore, even if the one who received the bittul was machzik first, it doesn't help. This is not a question of who did it first. This is be'atzim is a retraction. Chenav veisoy. So we said in the case that this you have to keep a room. No, I'm sorry for that. If we had a case of a cheder, so you cannot carry from the cheder to the bayis. Wouldn't be bayis the cheder? They should commit to rishus the rishus. That's interesting.
What's the case here? There's still two bottom, or there's only one bias with the cheder, with the separate owner of the cheder?
I'm assuming the case was that there was just like a bias with the cheder.
So beiso does miyesh lo cheder pasul of the beiso, the lo and the beiso are two different pronouns. The pronouns, the reference is different, right?
It's yeah.
To the other guy's house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who was the battle? Cheder b'soy l'beisoy, b'ito b'shus beisoy. Aha. So you can't carry from the cheder to the bias. Because him taking from the cheder to the bias, he's being machzik in the bias again. The mavato was about to the bias, so he takes from the cheder to the bias. He's taking from a different place to his own place. It's like he's retrieving his own place. That's okay. Now, let's say he's mavato rishus chedroi. I'm not following the case. What does it mean? He's mavato b'shus chedro. The case of hers, he was mavato the bias. B'shus b'shus beisai. Also, the hoitzi mei chedro the beisai. What does it mean? Bias the chedro. Neishu k'mortim b'shus rishus. He can't carry from the bias to the cheder. So he was mevatel to the cheder. He wasn't mevatel his bias. And bito gamer shus chedrei. Hed also let him be echad the chaver. Is that chazam as b'shus soy b'chabad? Okay. I'm a following. Okay. There are more. If you look into, I have to figure that out. Ramos said, "Yeshar, and then mevatel me bias to bias Ellen Cain. He leaves one room that he wasn't mevatel. Yeshar, and then mevatel. Litchav Gimel. Fish Yesh Lachush Shlatishkach of Teres Eruv me batim Elu Apsuchim Zelazeh. So batim which are psuch Zelazeh require an eruv to carry from one to the other. And these guys are saying, well, we'll just do bittul. Shekul mevatel by leim lechod. So." The all about the one person. Begam heim yum v'term lohoitzi kol echad mi beis or the beis chaveru. Hal v'enon nir kem choyzu maksik b'shu soy b'hitzo zu. So he said, carrying from your house to the other houses is still mutter. You just can't carry from other houses to yours. But to carry, so your style isn't cramped too much. You can just do bittul and still carry from your house out to other places. But we're not going to forget that we see there's a room you can't carry from. But I get an Erev that makes everything mutter, so people remember that Erev is better than just Bittul. Nimzer Mistaker who be Erev, he gains with the Erev. Since there's a benefit they're going to gain with having an Erev, Ruba Chetzeris, they're not going to just forgo the Ruba Chetzeris and rely on Bittul. Once you do bittul in that scenario where there is a cheder, you can carry from base chaver to base soy.
Which goes against everything we said.
But you can't carry into the cheder. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Chavdal. What's the halacha? I'm going to Rambam. Shetomal zeh. So I'll carry the bar by Yochid. The guy by Yochid. The case has to be yachad to yachad. Even the rabbim she'eruv in kain sulo shaych lomer sheistachot teres eruv kimer she'eruv. If there was a rabbim, there was an eruv. El the marbi yachad gabi yachad in kain heich shor lahachtes me beis chaver lebeis. Kimer yachad gabi yachad lo mikri areich. We said it's not called areich. Have a kilo karzu makte bebeis. I feel like it's a chaver lemahani. Excuse me. So we just said this case doesn't work. So remember, the whole problem here was afraid you're going to forget Teres Erev. Well, the Yachid Gabi Rabim, the Rabim was Ma'ariv. So where's the forgetting of the Erev? But the case was, they were living together in one house, so they were sharing their food together, so there's no need for an Erev. But Gam came Mikri Rabim, that if he will carry from there rishus to his rishus, it's not called he's being remaxic because in his rishus. So Yachin make your rech l'gabayu, chen mutter loy l'haklin v'beis tom l'beiso, v'hilo kadm shechziku, v'hilo kadm shechziku, v'hilo kadm shechziku, v'hilo kadm shechziku. Okay, let's hold it here.